张生活。
好啦，翻到嚟节目时间嘅最后一节 ，Tony， you have a question？
咁我哋今次嘉宾咧就系有谭志山啦，同埋Michael Parker。咁 Michael Parker 咧就系 co-direct and co right， 嗰套新嘅电影叫做《The Last Race》终极胜利嘅，咁啊同佢拍档嘅咧就有 Stephen Sheen 冼纪言，咁一个咧就喺香港，一个就喺温哥华。咁如果话 co-direct 都谂到系点，因为大家一齐喺度现场吓，但系如果系co-write 一個 script 嘅時候咧，咁其實係點樣分配？係唔係話你負責個頭，我負責中間，因為點樣去合作寫個劇本咧
？How does that go about？
As Deborah, you said, the internet is a wonderful thing during a break. But essentially, it was that simple. I mean, we would get.I would receive a script. Again, the script originated with Stephen Sheen. So, you know, I began with material that he wrote in terms of developing the basic story. And then a translation of that would come, and I would then need to take that. And when I say a translation, with due respect, often it was a, not quite Google Translate, but, you know, there were I'm being unkind. I mean, it was, but not just that, you know, as Jan knows, and we always face this, that there's a challenge with even formatting and so on. We have a pretty strict protocol sort of here in the West of script formatting, and things are just different in the way of phrasing and so on. So a lot of what I'm taking is sort of the concept and then making it into a scene that I believe is going to work in terms of, also that I'm hopeful that a actor will read and appreciate the material and get to the essence of the material. So there's a lot of sort of taking the essence of the idea and formulate that into a script that is going to be able to make it to production.
Not easy at all.
Not easy.
Just listening to this is like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you can't imagine that.
Actually, especially Chinese,
所以係嗰個溝通係哇，真係複雜到。所以呢一個步驟可以話係 the most laborious part of the project。
For me, probably was.
係呢一 part 係差唔多係最長嗰一 part 最辛苦。
因為好多時我哋睇中文劇本咧，中文劇本寫嘅嘢同英文劇本有啲唔同嘅。咁啊，好多時咧，中文劇本又好中意寫埋個演員究竟啊，而家爭眉啊，定露眼啊，原來好多嘢。咁但係英文劇本有時候會 describe 多啲嗰個環境啊、成啊嗰啲啊。咁所以佢又要即係寫一個劇本出嚟，係能夠令外國演員包括阿 Joe 睇完之後覺得，咦，你都係 professional 嘅咯，即係唔係都係一個佢熟悉嘅劇本嘅形式去睇咁，所以係啦，因為好長嘅。
So this took up a huge chunk of time just putting. So this is now your baby because you devoted so much time to it.
Well, I guess I think every project ends up being your baby, you know. And then they grow up and they leave home and they never send you a postcard. films are like that too.
Or in this case, they send you an invitation to the press conference.
Right.
Right.
係啊，那個記者招待會啊，咁大家如果係睇中文報章都知道咧，喺中國所舉行嘅電影記者招待會咧係好巨型嘅，好大陣仗嘅，好多人嘅，好犀利嘅，
好 grand 嘅。
係啊，咁尤其咧係對於加拿大嘅記者招待會咧就好微型嘅，即係嗰個相比會好強烈嘅，係咪嚇？So what is your experience?
Did you feel like a superstar at the press conference?
You know, you just go with the flow and enjoy it. Well, you got it sort of thing.
Because we all saw Michael very smart. We saw the pictures. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah 大嘅一個 big deal， right？ 喺嗰邊加拿大呢邊就大家都好 casual 啊，好冇所謂咁。咁嗰邊就哇，佢之前又有個嗰啲服裝嘅贊助走嚟同佢度曬身啊！佢之前佢唔知嚇度身做咩？佢度身做件西裝俾你去，咁然之後喺個好靚嘅場館，咁然之後好多記者啊咁，跟住嚓嚓嚓嚓嚓嚓嚓嚓咁樣影好多相咁，咁係啦。咁我覺得都即係對佢嚟講一
個 what experience， right？
It was great.
好啦，咁we're talking about the last race. 咁我哋講咗 director writing， 會講咗個演員啦。Tell us more about the actual story. What is this actually going to be about? Tell us more about the internment part, the part that people don't really know about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the people aren't that familiar with when we think of internment camps or concentration camps.
No.
You know, in this case,
and in China too.
Exactly, and so these are foreign nationals living in China. Eric being one of them, and they're all carrying on life in the concessions, you know, at that time, and after Pearl Harbor, suddenly all of these foreign nationals were rounded up and sent to these internment camps, and Eric being one of them. So just prior to that, he sent his wife and two children, off to Canada. His wife Florence is originally from Canada, so sent her back to Canada because she was pregnant with her third child. And hoping, you know, that they will be safe and that eventually things will either blow over and they can come back, or, you know, shortly after he would come and join them. And before that happened, Pearl Harbor came along, and then he was rounded up and sent off to this prison of war camp in Weishan with thousands of others.
Foreign nationals. Hard to imagine in China, because we always focus so much on Pearl Harbor and Canada.
Right.
But we never think about foreign nationals in China. Can we find a little bit, maybe translate a little bit, Michael, the main character is the last race of the main character. In the Second World War, he wanted to send his wife and two daughters back to Canada. His wife is a Canadian. How do you know Pearl Harbor, the main character? 發生嘅時候咧，佢自己咧都俾人拉咗啦，捉埋啦，咁就入一啲中文點樣講？
集中營。
咁我哋成日講集中營咧，我哋講Hawaii啊，入啊講啊美國啊啊加拿大啊，我哋唔諗起其實原來咧世界各地仲有其他外國人咧，佢哋一樣咧都係坐咗集中營。And I find that this part of the story the most fascinating。
係啊，其實嗰啲外國人喺中國住咗好耐，有好多譬如傳教唔定啊，做生意唔定啊，即係啲細路喺嗰度大啊咁。但係就因為原來世界大戰啦，咁於是當時嘅日本軍就將呢啲咁嘅外國人就捉曬擺曬入去個集中營嗰度，因為佢同啲外國打仗。所以他們都幾慘的，很辛苦，
所以都好讓大家知道，即是那些西人，我們說白種人都坐過這些的
集中營。
So the story is what is it, the rest of his life or a certain section?
Yeah, I mean he tragically died young and so he ended up dying in the
internment camp. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. And I mean, this is, you know, anybody who knows his story, that is a reality.
Also, he died young.
He did. And so, you know, a lot of the film is really dealing with, he was a tremendous inspiration to people both in the camp and before coming to the camp. So it's, the film really focuses on his amazing spirit to inspire people even under these harsh conditions. And as much as anything, it's he is somebody of faith who lived his life by that faith as much as he did. You know, I mean, he was a missionary, he granted, but he the remarkable thing about him is that he exemplified his belief in his daily living, no matter where or what that was, and continued through in under these really really harsh circumstances in the internment camp as well.
咁個套戲嘅主要咧就係講佢喺 internment camp 嗰個時段啦。咁佢個生平其實咧都係好令到大家係好欣賞、好讚賞嘅，因為咧佢一個傳教士啦。咁佢喺好惡劣嘅環境情況之下咧，佢都可以日常生活咧都係採用到佢嘅信念咧嚟到做人啊，
積極活下去。
係啦，咁然後咧亦都感染到喺佢身。邊其人咧做咗一個好大嘅榜樣，係幫到其他人嚇。咁啊，但係好不幸咧，佢亦都係一個早亡嘅一個人。
所以雖然知道結局，咁但係其實個電影嘅故事咧，最主要就係話佢過身之前，佢點樣樣啟發人哋啊？佢所做嘅嘢點樣去啟發人哋？
逆境之下生存咁
係啦。咁啊，幾時有得睇咧？呢套戲知唔知 ？When is it coming out soon？
March 2016 is the planned release date. Yeah, Alibaba Group is the distributor.